brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It is the 22nd day of August, 2006. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I want to thank you for joining us. Thank you for tuning in each and every day. We're here live 11 to 2 Central Standard Time and back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time right here on the GCN Radio Network. And then, of course, I run my own internet feed 24 hours a day of each live show until the new broadcast begins at 11 a.m. Central. You can listen to those streams always at Infowars.com. We also have JonesReport.com and Infowars.net. that we just started really promoting in the last few months and updating daily, multiple times daily, with original news that are now exploding in their popularity. Thank you for helping us to spread the word. We're now reaching more and more people. God bless you all that have been in this fight with us. We salute you. I guess about, 3 weeks ago, I had Jim Mars, who's taught college courses on the New World Order and conspiracy, written best-selling books on the subject. He wrote the book that the film JFK was based on. And we didn't take any calls. We had him on for 2 hours and didn't take a single call because we were covering the JFK assassination and its similarities and the cover-up and the motives to 9/11. And I promised, because of the incredible popularity and the informative nature of that broadcast, we would have Jim Mars back on with us in the next month or so, and today he will be with us for an hour and a half. We'll cover some of the latest news developments, the latest 9/11 information coming out, and then we will open the phones up for at least an hour of the interview. He may even stay with us 2 hours, but I've got him down for an hour and a half today. Professor Jim Mars joining us in 58 minutes from now. We're going to have open phones in this hour. I'm not going to make you wait until the end of the hour. Any news item, any issue, any story you wish to discuss, and yes, anybody's allowed to call in. Lately I've been doing first-time callers, so people who can't normally get in can. First-time callers are always welcome. People who disagree with me are sent to the head of the line. We will open the phones up in the next segment. Back on August 12th, now 10 days ago, I issued a warning that I believe that we are at the highest threat level I've seen since pre-9/11 for a government-staged terror attack in the United States or England as a prelude, a lead-up to war and what could unfold and become World War III. And I reissue that warning again, and I'd like to get the callers take on my prediction and see what you think of the points that I have laid out. And so I will get into what just happened with Iran. They have issued some type of sealed memorandum in the talks with the United Nations, the U.S., England, and the rest of the Security Council. The neocons are already shrieking that it is not enough, and they are beating the war drums for war on Iran. Going back, I guess, about 20 hours ago and counting, Iran entered the 22nd of August. The 22nd of August is going to be ending in a few hours in Iran. The neocons, even in respected publications like the Wall Street Journal, went into complete voodoo news reporting and told us that the Iranian president, and they admitted they had no proof or evidence of this, he hasn't said it, might plan to start World War III with nukes yesterday here in the United States today. They are, 13 hours in one time zone, 14 hours different from us in Iran. They are basically over there close to the other side of the planet. They're not as far away as Australia, but getting pretty darn close. So there is that hype that they've put out, basically the end of the world jargon that's lapped up by so many Americans. But all of the developments with the Iran situation, some new open border illegal alien activity going on as well. Huge broadcast lined up for you today. 1-800-259-9231 is the number to join us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in the next segment, we will open the phones up. You're welcome to talk about my prediction of 10 days ago that between now and late October, we are at the highest threat level ever of government-sponsored terror, and I've gone over many of the reasons why, the confluence of evidence integrated with government intensified propaganda and preparation. You can see them preparing the minds for the new attack. At the same or even higher frequency than we witnessed right before 9/11. When you learn to track these patterns, it becomes frighteningly obvious what and how they're going to do something. But I want to make it clear, when I've been on Alan Combs on national radio or other shows, they say, oh, you're adding the proviso that there may not be an attack if we get the word out. Well, that's not really a prediction at all. And my point is that I've only made one other big prediction where I told you, the listeners, to call the White House, call Congress, call all the radio talk shows and tell them don't stage terror attacks. We know you're behind it, and we're telling you don't do it, don't try it. So I said this before 9/11, 2 months before. I did it show after show, day after day, TV and radio. I gave out the phone numbers of the White House on air. I don't think that'll work this time. Just didn't work then. Try to get the buzz going on the web and out there on the internet and on talk radio. And that really is happening. It happened at a greater level than I thought it possibly could. I mean, it was all over the internet. It is all over the internet. Talk show hosts all over the country are pulling up my old prediction and some try to deny I made the prediction, and their own callers call in and say, no, I heard him months before do it, and I saw his TV show, and he really did do it. And, you know, that's on record. And again, it is not that hard to do. This is the thing I always talk about. I was on a local talk radio station, a local FM this morning, KLBJ FM, as a guest, and I was on there with talk show hosts who, going back 10, 12 years ago, 5 years ago even, were attacking me. And they said on air, we apologize, we didn't believe a lot of this stuff, but we continue to check out your claims, no matter how wild they are, and it's always in the mainstream news, it just never gets a lot of attention, so we weren't aware of it. And so we play this game when I'm on the show. I'll say, okay, there's a plan to baste your meats and viruses, and they'll pull the article up. And I'll say, John Yoo, the White House counsel, said torturing children sexually in front of their parents is okay. And they pulled up mainstream news saying it. You know, The Nation magazine, Mother Jones, Chicago papers, a bunch of websites, you know, news reports, audio of him saying it. And they're like, wow. And then we just go through all of these incredibly insane, horrible things that are going on that are just hidden right out there in the open. And I would throw out different things. I'd say, you know, the hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases. And, oh, that's not true. And all three of the hosts would Google it and pull up San Jose Mercury News, Associated Press, and other major publications admitting it. And they're like, wow, why didn't we ever hear about that? Because the media is too busy talking about issues like O.J. and Michael Jackson and JonBenet Ramsey and this demon creature who's now pled guilty. And or they're too busy talking about, is a Russian plane down right now? You know, did it crash? Could it be a terror attack? That's up on the websites right now. It's always the diversionary issues. And that's what Americans and people of the world, to a great extent, brains are filled with. I mean, it's not hard for me to go read a CFR document a decade ago where they're pushing and setting up a world government. And, you know, 8 years ago where I read official documents where TxDOT's saying all the major roads will be toll roads and we're going to have transponders tracking you. And then I'm on the talk show and they go, well, I remember you saying this 5, 6 years ago when we first had you as a guest and we were attacking you. And here it is in the newspaper. I saw it, you know, I saw it 2 days ago. Exactly. Exactly. If you'll just check out what I'm claiming, listeners, and if you'll challenge your friends and family and coworkers and neighbors and pastors or rabbis or whoever, if you'll just challenge them when they deny this stuff to go look it up for themselves, there are still some who are in denial. You can show them a BBC article admitting that our own government and the British government nerve gas our own troops and kill them premeditatedly to test stuff on them. And they'll just say, oh, that's a fake BBC. They're like, okay, well, here's an AP article. That's a fake AP article. Well, no, see, here's the web address. It says AP. But I saw that on your site. I'm like, yeah, it's a link to it. Well, no, this says InfoWars. You've got it on your site. You wrote this. No. We save it because sometimes this stuff gets taken down or put in an archive. We save it as the documentation, but then we put a hyperlink at the top to the original source. No, it's still fake. I mean, I've done this with friends before who've come into town. You know, I went to high school or college with. Oh, you're a nut. I go, here, let's set up the computer. And it's always the same thing. Oh, that's saved on your website. That's not really a real article. And I go, well, click right here. And they click the AP link where it says AP, and it goes to AP homepage, redirects, and they go, see, this is news about the stock car racing. And I go, let's type the headline into Google, and then you'll find a bunch of newspapers that aren't subscription that did carry the AP article, and there's a copy of it, say, on the Denver Post. And they'll go, oh, it is real. I mean, it's just they'll do anything to deny what we're saying. I mean, it's like I've got Operation Northwoods, a U.S. government operational plan where the government wanted to stage terror attacks, but many different variants of it, blowing up jets with names of passenger lists, bombing D.C., attacking Marine Corps bases, our own government, bombing, killing, mortaring the troops, shooting Americans. And people will see that I have the PDF file saved on InfoWars.com, and I get emails all the time. This is on your website. You said it's on the government's websites, Jones. This could be a fake. We'll have a link right there to Library of Congress, National Security Archive, ABC News, Baltimore Sun, but they don't care. Any excuse to ignore what we're saying and to ignore what we're exposing, because it's painful. It's extremely painful to know the truth. It's scary. I mean, I've had a lot of anxiety myself lately. I wouldn't call it fear, but apprehension, foreboding, melancholy. I feel pretty good during the day when I'm working, but every night, late at night, I got home about 12:30 last night, and I got in the bed and pulled the covers up over me. And I'm just sitting there, laying there in bed, and I just thought about, my gosh, what's happened to our country? Who's in control? You know, how dangerous is this what I'm doing? You know, where is this leading? There's all the indicators and all my instincts tell me my fight's leading to a good place for the people of this country and the people of the world, but it may not be leading to a very good place for myself personally, but that doesn't matter because everything we've got, everything we are, everything we'll ever be is because others made sacrifices for us. And so it's also sad to know that a lot of us are making great sacrifices. A lot of you have made amazing sacrifices, and you haven't been thanked for it. You haven't been supported for it. You've been ridiculed for it when you're trying to help these poor, dumbed-down, self-absorbed, juvenile, arrested development type adults out there that think they're part of the system and giggle and laugh at you when you're lovingly trying to give them real information. Let me get into the news here. Iran ready for serious nuke talks. Associated Press, Iran's top nuclear negotiator said today that Tehran was ready to enter serious negotiations over its disputed nuclear programs, but did not say whether it was willing to suspend uranium enrichment. The West key demand, the negotiator Ali Lar Edjani, hand-delivered Iran's response to the Western package of nuclear incentives aimed at persuading it to suspend enrichment. He gave the reply to ambassadors from Britain, China, Russia, France, Germany, and Switzerland, state-run television said, without disclosing details. And, of course, the Iranians do have a lot of oil, but they do want to build nuclear power plants. And, obviously, this is a bridge towards later, 9 years from now, CIA's own assessment, to building a primitive A-bomb. And they're going, look, Pakistan, AQCon Laboratories, they've got a whole bunch of nukes and missiles to hit the U.S., North Korea runs around threatening to nuke us on a monthly basis, sometimes a weekly basis, but on average, it's a whole bunch of times a year. I haven't done the average. It's every month or so I see it. I don't claim to see all of them. That's where I come up with these numbers. I say, you know, every month. I don't know. It's all the time. You hear about it all the time. I mean, he issues it, Kim Jong-il issues it on state-run media on a routine basis. Just type in Kim Jong-il threatens to attack U.S. I mean, he's really doing it. He's giving speeches saying it. And he's got nukes that'll hit us, and our media basically plays it down. China's top general last year, again, every year on average, they call a big press conference. They had Forbes and Wall Street Journal, over 100 major papers there, and they threatened to nuke us and said, we've got 200 of your cities targeted right now with ICBM Long March 2 rockets. With MIRV technology, each reentry device holding a whole bunch of MIRV's warheads. Multiple reentry devices that our government gave them the technology to have. So all of this running around screaming and yelling and foaming at the mouth and freaking out over Iran, Iran's being targeted because they can easily be demonized and because they are weak compared to Pakistan or compared to North Korea or China or Russia. And because our government wants to have a continual war for hundreds of billions of dollars a year in weapons contracts and Halliburton contracts on the ground alone, and they want a war economy to scare the people here domestically into accepting the total dismantling of our Bill of Rights and our culture. And so, yes, I'm against World War III. I'm against the open announcements that our government and Israel are openly considering striking hundreds of sites inside Iran that will send oil up through the roof. It's already through the roof, I guess, into space. I mean, they're talking about $150 a barrel oil, not $75. It's been going up from between $70 and $78 the last 2 years. We don't need this war. This war is going to help bring in world government. And the little neocon followers out there need to get their thinking caps on and really see the big picture.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNlive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never settled disputes, but always makes them worse? Our own ambassador to the United Nations in 1982 admitted such. Did you know that the United Nations ignores communist atrocities, but always targets non-communist nations and their leaders for overthrow? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief.
We stand on the edge.
There's too much
precipice of the birth of the new world order.
I can't get no relief.
The birth of a new world war. That's not my term. That's the neocons' term. That's the global elite's term. That's what the Iranians, the Israelis, are calling it.
None will ever
Israel's government has issued an alert, this is out of the Jerusalem Post, for their people to go ahead and start making their way to the bomb shelters for a war with Iran. They're actually saying get ready to go to the bomb shelters for all-out war with Iran. And every time they've done this in the past, some new conflict has begun in the region. They're not talking about Katusha rockets from southern Lebanon. They're talking about Iran. I'll get more into that in the next segment. Will the globalists stage a terror attack? They have all the means and the motive, and they need it right now. But because you've been spreading the word and getting the information out, it may stop them. But I don't think we're anywhere near out of the woods yet. Let's talk to Kathy in Texas. Kathy, you're on the air.
Oh, good. Alex, I have a question for you. My father's a retired federal judge, and will they be taking their pensions? And have you found out any information on this? What do you know about it? And if so, what is the time frame?
Okay, to be clear, I'll throw out there that tyranny's about taking your land. Tyranny's about taking your guns. Tyranny's about CPSing, grabbing your children. Tyranny's about forced inoculations. Tyranny is about taking your pension funds. Under tyrannies throughout history, this is why governments want tyrannies, is for the private financial interests that have bought their way into office so they can consolidate and grow fatter. And the government has changed the laws in the last 2.5 years where they've quietly announced that you no longer own most of your private type pension funds. It hasn't happened with government yet. And they're saying that with the cash balance accounts and other maneuvers, that companies can then actually take large portions and in some cases all of your pension funds. Or they can have dummy corporations they blow out like Enron, and then, of course, stealing the entire pension funds there. And then after massive lawsuits, literally the average Enron employee got pennies on the dollar, but the big executives got their golden multi-million dollar, in some cases $100 million plus, golden parachutes. But Congress will continue to get their pensions that they vote for themselves. State and federal judges should. You know, everyone isn't going to lose their pension funds. But under this tyranny, there'll be more land grabbing without just compensation. Okay, I mean, that's in the legislation, that's in the documents, that's in with these new non-governmental announcements and regional boards. This is, you know, it's just all moving towards that.
So what you're saying really then is if the people own land in the breadbasket states, that the government is going to take their farmland from them?
Oh, yes, that is openly the Trans-Texas Corridor.
Well, I mean,
I'm just giving you a microcosm. We had the fellow who's got the Democratic, he won the primary. He is the Democratic candidate for Texas Agriculture Commissioner, very important position. And there he was. You know, he had the big file in here yesterday. We were aware of it, but it was good to see he was aware of it, that in there they're just saying they can take your land. They give you an offering price, and there's no way to appeal it. They can just take your land. And in some cases, then they're not even paying people when they take the land. And we're seeing this with court rulings all over the country. So I'm saying it's all part of just an atmosphere. It's a darkness of just criminality.
It isn't just Texas. It would be Kansas, Nebraska, and all those states.
Everything.
Everything.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to know. So if you did own land up there, then basically the government's going to take it.
Well, yes. Thanks for the call. Let me try to describe this properly. There's a whole quiver of arrows they're shooting at us, okay? They're saying every major state road, every major federal road will be part of these corridors. And they can grab land on the smaller corridors for 2 miles on each side and 10 miles on each side of the 83 big interstate highways they're now announcing have been internationalized. You know, it's like under Kings where they just ceded things to different corporations, different companies. Then you have environmental laws that are being passed federally and implemented statewide all over the country, where they say, oh, the Appalachia Trail, 1,000 miles, and we'll be able to grab land for 5 miles on each side of it. Or you got a dry creek bed in the back of your land. You can't use anything for, 200 yards, or some states it's 100 yards on each side. Or, oh, you got a puddle in your yard. Any time of the year, you can't build on it. It's all of these rules. Okay? And then there's like hundreds of other things they're doing. You can't have a well, or if you do, we're going to meter it, or we're going to tax you for rainfall on your land. It's just, You're going to have federal inspectors, you know, every month on your land. Every chicken, every cow is going to have to be tagged. You know, we're going to track what you do. $1,000 fines if you don't.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well-documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you been noticing that something is different in the world today? Nostradamus said that at the turn of the last century, things would reverse, that good would become bad and bad would become good, that there would be a crossover and we would enter the apocalypse. You cannot deny that his words have come to pass. What does this mean for us? Jerry Vanno has written a book entitled The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. He explains mysteries that have been kept from the masses by the ruling powers about our origin and purpose for being, and about the apocalyptic time we live in and the results in the year 2012. You can get the book on the internet at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. It can be bought in paperback, ebook, and talking book. The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Visit Jerry Vanno's homepage at www.gvano.com. Again, that's www.gvano.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Back to your calls in just a moment. Jim Marsh joining us in the next hour. Open phones then as well. Jim's going to be speaking this Saturday in Dallas at the historic and beautiful Lakewood Art Deco Theater. It's got stadium seating and then down on the floor seating. Beautiful. And it looks like we're going to end up selling it out the way things are trending. There are about 100 tickets left. So go to Infowars.com and get your tickets now. I'm going to show my new film, Terror Storm. I'm going to give an hour-long speech and take questions. Then Jim's going to give an hour-long. I try to hurry and then bumble. I am then going to have Jim take the stage and give an hour-long speech and take questions. I will then show about 35 minutes of some of the most important footage we shot of world leaders at the Bilderberg Group meeting from early June in Ottawa, Canada. David Rockefeller, Lord Wolfensohn, Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands, interviews with Jim Mars and others, what happened to us at the airport when they basically grabbed us for 15 hours. It's all going to be there. And then we're going to have three great bands there. Shanghai Five is one of them. And then the other group is going to be the Arab League. You've heard them here before. They're amazing. They're not really Arab, folks. It's a spoof. But it's really hilarious, and they're talented, kind of a hip-hop type deal. And then, of course, we're going to, after that, have another great, very popular group called Theater Fire. So that's the three groups. That'll be from about 11:30 until 2 in the morning. But even if you're not coming for the live music, I think you should stay. These are all three great groups. You're looking at 5+ hours just of myself and Jim Myers and the two films. $10.50, and we basically break even at that cost. We're just having this event because we love getting together with the people. It's going to be a wonderful 9/11 event coming up this Saturday in Dallas, right by White Rock Lake at the Lakewood Theater. Get your tickets at InfoWars.com, or they can email you an e-ticket. You want to call and get your tickets by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. The doors open at about 6:30, and the show starts at 7:15. So get your tickets now. And also, my new film, Terror Storm, is out, is available, the official DVD. We released the emergency release because it was so important to get this information out about government-sponsored terror for about a month. And now it is the official final Terror Storm, just out, with the beautiful color cover and the DVD with the cover art on the DVD itself. Great to give as a gift, because people will tend to watch something like that if it's got, you know, pretty colors on it. But it's the information that's on it that's important. And then 66 minutes of extras, so it's over 3 hours of material. 66 minutes from the highlights, the most important information from 2 days or 20 hours at the 9/11 Neocon Agenda meeting we had in late June. So this stuff is hot off the presses. It is available right now at InfoWars.com, my new film, Terror Storm. Also, the entire 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium has been uploaded to PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members. My new film, Terror Storm, in super high bandwidth, a lot better than you'll find on the web where you can find it for free, which we're glad it's out there. It's all about getting the info out. But you get all 15 of my films in one spot, my weekly TV reports, in-studio interviews, special reports, a bunch of other documentaries we've been authorized to post by other great producers. It's all there at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. And PrisonPlanet.tv members, you make this broadcast possible. You're one of the biggest single support groups out there we have, and we're expanding our operations as you support us. We are fighting the New World Order toe-to-toe in every way, every day. So again, get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership or go to InfoWars.com to get hard copies of Jim Marr's new book, The Terror Conspiracy, my new film, Terror Storm, or Martial Law, or Order of Death, or Road to Tyranny, or any of the other books and videos that we carry by other authors and researchers and filmmakers. Or you can call toll-free as well, 888-253-3139. And last but not least, because folks say I never give out the mailing address, you can write to us here at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Okay, let me get into some more of the war news, then we'll go to Mark and Jack and Taylor and Robert and Mike and everybody else. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. The Israeli government is saying, ready shelters for Iran attack. This is out of the Jerusalem Post today. Pensioners Minister Rafi Eaton called for the readying of bomb shelters and reinforced rooms countrywide on Tuesday in advance of a possible conflict with Iran. The comments were made on the eve of the Iranian announcement regarding the country's nuclear program. The UN has given Iran until August 31st to comply with the Security Council resolution to cease nuclear development. Iran has indicated that on Tuesday they will reject such calls. And now their nuclear ambassador, has delivered something to the UN. We don't yet quite know exactly what it is, though we're getting reports that it is basically ambiguous. So just more vagaries to try to extend out and overt being struck preemptively by the U.S. and Israel or both together. And, of course, Iran is also telling their people get ready to be attacked. So Israel and Iran are both saying this. During a tour of the North on Monday night, Eaton, who is a former senior Mossad official, said that there was an escalation between the U.S. and Iran. Israel would be the first to be attacked by Iranian missiles. We are liable to face an Iranian missile attack, Eaton told Israeli radio. The Iranians have said very clearly that if they come under attack, their primary target would be Israel. Well, that's about all they can hit, other than maybe Russia or their neighbors. Following the month-long conflict with Hezbollah, Prime Minister Olmert has come under increasing pressure to answer concerns about Israeli readiness in a meeting with Kiryat Shemona municipal council members. Those concerned turned into heated criticism. It is an understatement to say that the residents here are very angry, said Yigal Buzgula, a councilman. People here are abandoned. I ask you, Mr. Prime Minister, where are you? Why didn't you worry about us? Okay. And another councilman, Yona Frotok, said that he had never witnessed such poverty and humiliation. It looked like New Orleans, he said. Okay. Let me just say this. Iran doesn't want war. Iran has been trying to grovel. Iran had more UN inspectors and let them into everything they wanted to see. The UN admitted they were given full compliance. So there's Iran groveling, giving into international control. Either you do that or the big bad dog America comes off the porch and eats your lunch. Israel's saying, get ready for Iran to bombard us. Israel's saying they may strike Iran any day. Bush is saying he may strike Iran any day. This is going to hurt Iranians, it's going to hurt Americans, it's going to hurt Israelis, it's going to hurt everybody, it's going to hurt the world economy. We don't need World War III. But if the globalists can start World War III, they can switch off the thinking process in the West, we'll go into war mentality, then nobody will notice the trillions missing from the Pentagon, the trillions more, the corrupt government leaders are going to suck out trillions, the police state they're already setting up. They need this to gobble up our economy and shunt more and more of our resources through their coffers, like the Carlyle Group and the rest of them. Out of a war, out of a global crisis, they will be able to bring in their new world order. And to kick this off, you notice they're acting like they're massing the troops, they're massing the carriers, they've got them all lined up and ready, three carriers in the area, in striking distance. They're in the Middle East waters, in the Mediterranean, in the Arabian Sea. You know, they're all there in the Arabian Gulf. They're there ready to go. And there's no reason to do this other than the globalists want war because we're already a wartime economy and they want us fully in a wartime economy. This is just terrible. Meanwhile, the British general is calling Iraq a mini civil war. That's a lot worse than that. The British deputy, the top U.S. commander in Iraq, said Tuesday the country's sectarian conflict is not a full-blown civil war, but could be described as a civil war in miniature. In my judgment, we are not in a situation of civil war, British Royal Marine Lieutenant General Robert Fry told reporters at the Pentagon in a video teleconference with Baghdad. He added, I know what a civil war looks like. Okay, whatever that means. The Pentagon plan is to break that country up and have it be in third world squalor. Let's go to calls. Let's talk to Mark in Wisconsin. Mark, thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. I called Wisconsin Public Radio again this morning. They had some terrorist conspiracy expert. His name was David Dunbar. And I just read under a minute. Is it all right if I read this real quick, what I told them?
Sure.
Alex?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Okay. 9/11 was an inside job done by the globalist treasonous psychotics running our country. Afghanistan, Iraq, the Patriot Act, and the destruction of the Bill and Rights in our Constitution are all direct consequences of 9/11, which was called for in the PNAC documents written by Cheney, Wolfowitz, Rumsfeld, Richard Perle, and other neocons before 9/11. Project for a New American Century, or PNAC document, called for a new Pearl Harbor to get the American people behind wars in the Mideast and to give up their constitutional rights. Larry Silverstein, the owner of the World Trade Center complex, said on PBS America Rebuilding, they pulled Building 7. I'm asking your guests to talk about Larry Silverstein on PBS saying they pulled Building 7 at 5:20 in the afternoon of 9/11. Hold is a word for controlled demolition. Thank you for this hour, Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you, listeners. Look up Infowars.com.
Did they let you get all that out?
I'm pretty sure. She interrupted about three times in between because I think she recognized me. But when he started talking about pull it, he says it's got nothing to do with controlled demolitions. The controlled demolitions has never used that term. It only means getting firefighters out of a building.
In the same documentary, they say pull it means blow up a building, and then it shows them blowing up the wreckage of Building 6, and they say getting ready to pull it. We can play those clips for the umpteenth time, and that's now the official line, is that it meant get the firefighters out. There's a problem. The firefighters were out of there by 10 in the morning. No one was in there.
Yep. Then Joey Cardine, the moderator, she asked about the 9/11 Scholars for Truth. And he says, oh, those are all philosophers. They don't have any degrees or anything. They don't know
what
they're talking
about. That's right. It's not Kevin Ryan of Underwriting Laboratories that did the internal test of the buildings and showed it was a fraud. It's not engineers. It's not physicists. It's not, it's not metallurgists.
It's all lies. And then a woman called about Payne Stewart and how come they got there real quick and they couldn't know her. I couldn't get there on 9/11. He said, oh, no, Payne Stewart flew around for an hour and 20 minutes. The people were off in the time zone.
No.
Just another lie.
We have USA Today from the day it happened. The plane didn't depressurize until an hour and something like 15 minutes. Then when it was off course for 18 minutes, it already had F-16s around it.
Yeah, this guy, it was a total show. I think he's paid out of that $1.6 billion for the propaganda in the newspapers. This guy probably got paid $100,000 for this show. It's just, everything was a lie. I had to get out of the house after that.
Can you imagine being Armstrong Williams and getting $245,000 just to do, 12 media appearances? I mean, how much is that an appearance?
I don't know. Can you get this guy on your show, Alex?
What's his name?
David Dunbar. I don't think there's any way he'll take you on because you could blow him away. They wouldn't let me come back. They cut me off at the end of my statement.
But it's good that somebody else called him. We need to just swarm these people.
Yeah.
Well, that's incredibly deceptive. Keep it up and God bless you.
Thanks.
You bet. It just might be good to plug websites just out of the gates on those shows. Though I've always told listeners it's more effective to talk first and then get the websites out. But, if they're going to cut you off immediately, you really can't do that. We're going to go to Taylor, but they just hung up, so let's go to Jack in Florida. Jack, you're on the air.
Good morning, Alex. Just wanted to let you know about something that I found on the Internet the other day, and maybe your staff or your listeners may or may not know about it. By all appearances, it looks like the Bush gang has removed our 22nd Amendment, which limits the president to two terms. And I make this statement.
They introduced a bill to remove it 3 years ago and reintroduce it each successive Congress. But what are you saying?
I'm talking about House Joint Resolution Number 9, which was done in the 109th Congress, and then the companion bill, which apparently seals the deal, is House Joint Resolution Number 24. Those who Google this, you'll probably get a better response with H.J.RES.9, and then, of course, 24 is the same. And you can see these PDF documents at the government printing office.
Well, the way I understand that is they have passed it through Congress that if there's a constitutional convention, that will then be brought to the states. I may be rusty on my constitutional procedure. Can you elaborate?
Well, that's about it. That was the reason I was questioning yourself there. I figured your staff may have more resource information or more knowledge about
that. Yeah, I'd forgotten the bill number. I know for 3 years they've been reintroducing it each year and then passing it and then lining it up to go to a constitutional convention. But, look, Bush is a total puppet. I think if he stole another term, it'd just get more obvious, but he may do that. I mean, if a nuke goes off, folks, he will stay in office. He will be our Lord and King and ruler, and he will be worshipped in the streets. Oh, just don't take my sports car away. Don't take my golf clubs away. Don't take my Wally World away, and I'll do whatever you want, Lord Bush. Keep me safe from those evil terrorists.
I also just want to let you know that floating around the Internet is an MP3 version of you and Alan Combs on your Alan Combs show. on the Alan Combs show.
People love that for some reason. Yeah, I've done a lot of, I've probably done 10 plus interviews with Alan, more than that over the years, and people love that interview from last week.
Yes, sir. It was a very informative interview, and I just want to also, in final, my final statement, I've been a member of Infowars.net now for about 2 years, and it is a great internet service that you have for the people that...
Well, the good part about it is, though it doesn't have a ton of members, we never really promote it, is it gives you that proxy surfing where they don't know who you are on the web, and it, you know, it does some other good stuff.
Yes, sir. It is a great service. I've had no problem with it. It's been great.
Well, we appreciate your support, sir.
No problem. Thank you so much. That's all I just wanted to state, is to let yourself and your staff know and your listeners know about the 22nd Amendment and what they're trying to do. They're always trying to pull something sneaky.
Well, I mean, how obvious is that? Bush has had Henry Hyde and others introduce legislation that would allow them to stay in office. I mean, how? I mean, that is sick. That is totally and completely sick. It's like they introduced Republican and Democratic versions of a bill for the national draft, and then on the Urban Legends website, they say it's an urban legend. And you know what I say to that? It's like saying water being H2O is an urban legend, or the sun coming up is an urban legend, or humans breathing oxygen is an urban legend. I mean, it's not an urban legend, you little twits. I mean, they've introduced legislation.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Back to your phone calls. Robert in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, thank you very much, Alex. You know, I want to agree with, before I make my point that I actually called in about, you said some things at the beginning of the hour that really struck me, and what you said was the truth is painful, and those words alone are painful. And when it comes to putting evidence in someone's face, and they call it fake, or they refuse to even look at it, it's because they're in that 2 + 2 = 5 mentality, you know, that the party tells them. And I think a lot of this comes to, you know, back to Hollywood, and this is the point that I called in to make, was there for over and over and over, we've had our government and different, how would I put it, agents that have written for Hollywood, and you've shown a lot of proof of that. The point that I wanted to make was one of the persons that was a writer for the government-funded, you know, G.I. Joe cartoon, the Harvest movie about stealing organs, Enemy of the State, which had tons of 9/11 references in it, and his newest movie, The Kaleidoscope, is about an FBI agent who's fighting bureaucracy while trying to hunt down terrorists at the same time.
You're talking about Marconi.
Marconi, right.
Yeah, and I know Marconi. I know Marconi personally, and he's in the New York Post about William Rodriguez, and they just had a discussion.
Right, that's what I was calling.
They just had a discussion. Marconi came to my event to see me, and they had a discussion about maybe doing, you know, a movie. They were just, and that's now in the New York Post.
What are your feelings about him writing a movie dealing with such a true event, such as William Rodriguez being, you know, the last person out and who saved so many people?
Well, I know Marconi. I'm not going to speak for him when he's told me privately. But if you actually look at Enemy of the State and other stuff, he's told me he's anti-New World Order. He has told me he came to my event, and I don't really know what I can say about that. There's a lot of stuff going on. He gave me his number. I've never even called him. I should. The New York Post called, you know, asking, is Marconi making a movie about Rodriguez a week ago? And I just said, I don't know. And then now it was in the New York Post yesterday with Rodriguez, you know, saying that, you know, that he discussed it with Charlie and Marconi, who came to the event. But really, you know, I had some private discussions with him. But I know this, Mr. Marconi said he's anti-New World Order.
Well, that's good.
I mean,
we'll
see about his new. I mean, he told me his new movie coming out is about government-sponsored terror.
Well, from the sounds of it, I would agree.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen the movie. It isn't out yet. I mean, when is his new movie Kaleidoscope coming out?
I believe at the end of 2006, beginning 2007.
I need to call Marconi. He was a really nice fellow. I just don't bug these people, you know. They come around and I talk to them, but he was a really nice person.
You're going to be at Ground Zero on September 11th, Alex. Is that true?
Yes, but I'm going to be there to cover it. I am not there to run around grandstanding and you know, be involved in all the stuff. I'm there for filmmaking. But
you'll be broadcasting your radio show from there.
I will be calling into my show. We're trying to get somebody who can fill in for me that day. I don't know if Jack Blood's going to Ground Zero. If Jack doesn't go, I don't know what I'm going to do. But we'll have somebody sitting in here.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you for the call. All right, let's go ahead. And I know a lot of Hollywood people, folks, and they get away with what they can do. I mean, I could easily call up tabloids and have headlines all over the place with the stuff I know, but I'm just not going to do it because I'd rather try to. I don't think Marconi works for the other side. I gauged him. I've talked to him. I've had dinner with him a couple times. And I think he's a good person. He's pretty young, though he's been, you know, actively writing for and making big movies for 15, 20 years. I don't know. So that's my comments on Mr. Marconi. No, we're not talking about the guy that invented radio. But he probably is a descendant. Who knows? All right. We will come back with the second hour. And in the second hour, we're going to have Jim Mars on with us, and Mike and James and others. We're going to take your calls early in this hour because Jim Mars is coming on the show to cover the news and to take your calls. We'll talk more about World War III on the horizon when we get back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.